This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Going to be tension between whatever administration is in place at that time, but I do think that there is a heightened tension, certainly between this administration and the press.
All right, that is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, rather, who is talking from the White House. She's part of that daily briefing, and she's talking about the fact that she feels like, as she's asked about this, that there's this craziness between the media and this wild tension. And you know what? It's interesting because Jimmy Carter bounced out and said that the media has been harder on Trump than any other predecessors that he knows of. So it's kind of a weird, unexpected gender. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Trump does have Carter saying, I think the media has been much harder on them. He told New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd that, saying, I think they feel free to claim that he's mentally deranged and everything else without hesitation. Some also say, well, he might be looking for a job because the 93-year-old former prez said he's willing to undertake a diplomatic mission to North Korea to discuss the nuclear weapons program. So it's interesting, though, still, that he would have that shot across the bow. At one point during Obama's tenure, Carter complained that the incumbent president never sought his advice. And he told the Times he still doesn't have Obama's email address. Pretty interesting, isn't it? You know, there's a small club, the President's Club, isn't it? And I guess some are closer than others, and some look to get advice from former presidents, because it is a very small, small group. Again, let's put it that way. The big shocker, money-wise and craziness-wise, you know, we've had wild things happen, sexual harassment, as far as sexual harassment is concerned, with Harvey Weinstein, and every day a different story comes out, and every day the story is just more horrific, I think, than the last one. This time we heard something about from the New York Times about former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly. And Bill O'Reilly says, well, these are lies and smears. But after he signed a contract extension in February. And the contract extension was a pretty hefty contract extension. And then in April he was fired. But this was apparently after he reached a $32 million sexual harassment settlement with a longtime network analyst, Liz Weil. And I've said this in a previous hour. Liz has been on America Tonight many times. And of course, we would not be talking about anything like that. But the settlement revealed by the Times in an article over the weekend was one of a couple dealing with O'Reilly. And you know, on Twitter, he said, my investigative team has done a superb job in exposing the lies and smear, and I will speak with you on Monday. He posted a statement from a spokesperson saying the Times once again maliciously smeared Bill O'Reilly, this time even failing to print a sworn affidavit from his former lawyer, Liz Weil, you know, repudiating all allegations. So, oh my, $32 million is an unbelievable number, which prompted Gretchen Carlson, another former Fox News host who filed the big lawsuit against Roger Ailes that ignited this massive discussion into sexual harassment and corporate culture. She was asked, well, she wasn't asked, she weighed in on Twitter and said, nobody pays $32 million for false allegations. Nobody. So more to think about in the wood chipper when it comes to outrageous behavior settlements and what's real and what isn't real. So, you know, it's interesting That is a huge amount of money. $32 million. What happened there with Weil? So, Weil's settlement, $32 million, and then O'Reilly, 6 months after that, signing a four-year contract worth $25 million annually for him to continue with the O'Reilly factor. I think on top of the Weinstein thing, that the behavior, the way, way outrageous behavior is not going to be tolerated media-wise or as far as Hollywood is concerned, because, one, how costly and how much are you willing to throw into this for hush money? And, two, because of the massive abuse of power has exploded so much that there's really nowhere to hide. The culture is rapidly, rapidly changing in a much different direction. I think the saddest picture as I look at crisscrossing across the United States is the picture of this picture of a widow with her face against the coffin of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, who was killed in Niger, who now, of course, is laid to rest. And he leaves behind a pregnant widow and two young children. So he was at, you know, Niger is, of course, now a hot rod controversy when a congresswoman criticized how President Trump spoke to Johnson's widow. But seeing that picture of her, oh, just absolutely, I mean, just absolutely awful to see that photograph, the pain in her face. And I said this before, you know, we can pick apart all kinds of things relating to the four being killed and what we don't know and what's going on, and how long is it taking to get the information out. Absolutely, especially when everything moves at the sound of light. It's ridiculous. But, you know, the victims and the families, those little kids who grow up without that dad, the baby, the unborn child doesn't meet the father. It is just, well, it's damn depressing is what it is. It's very depressing. And then the stories about what could have happened there are all over the road, except for that we do know, I mean, it was an ambush. There's no question about it. So they knew where they were. They knew how to get them. They had the weapons to get them, and they were not going to survive that. And there's another American injured, too, by the way, as well. And it's, again, horrific to see what happened, and you got to wonder what, how do they know as many specifics as they, you know, as they knew? How do they know that? Four U.S. soldiers killed. I mean, were they caught by surprise? It apparently looks that way. Why did it take extra days to recover one of the four bodies after the shooting stopped? Who is responsible? Was it the Islamic State? A lot of confusion over what happened in this remote area of Niger, where few Americans travel in the first place. What was it? What happened? We definitely want to know. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says there is no timetable. It's under investigation. We want to know what we're talking about before we talk. Hang with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Listening to America Tonight, a big shout out to our pals in New Orleans, also listening to us in New York, Portland, Spokane, Washington. I spent many a good time in Spokane. It's really pretty up there in that whole area. Even, you know, Portland, I just had this discussion. I went to Portland and spent some time with some people from the wine industry, and the wine in Portland is phenomenal. I'd say it's like a hidden secret, although it might not be so hidden any longer. So also, too, and of course earlier I mentioned Louisville, which horse country, boy, doesn't get any better living in these states because you got a little bit of everything. I envy the people that I sometimes see on the road where it looks like they have it all together. And they've got an RV, and it's nice. You can see like one of the, you get to see the comfort. You know, it's a really nice RV, and they're going down the road. And I think to myself, I know what they're doing, right? They're crisscrossing. They're getting a chance to spend time in areas instead of flying in. Poof, you're there for a while. Fly out. Then every year try to maybe see a couple of different places. Or it seems like as Americans, a lot of times with families, and it makes sense, you find an area you like, there's a family tradition, it's a lake, it's a beach, it's a mountain, it's a campsite, whatever it is, and you go back and back and back and back year after year after year because, of course, you like it. But think of how vast and all the areas to explore, and especially last year we just had the 100-year anniversary of the parks, and I put on my list a lot of parks that I hadn't seen that I hope to see before I die. If there is a so-called bucket list, that would be on it for me, that's for sure. So anyway, popcorn shots. I want to mention this. The World Series, sports-wise, now is set. The Dodgers and the Houston Astros. That happens on Tuesday. And, boy, it should be interesting. It's not, I think, what some people had hoped for. They were hoping for the Yankees and the Dodgers, but the Astros earned every bit of this. And they shut out the Yankees to reach the World Series in that final game, 7-4-0. So they, again, absolutely, absolutely deserve it. And they got it. Now it's a question of, what happens when the great pitching rotation meets the offense of the Houston Astros that I think is just a little bit better than the Dodgers offense, but still pretty darn close. Yeah, still pretty close. Let's put it that way. The NFL stadiums and the flap. So, you know, the anthem controversy has actually had a probably undesired effect for Roger Goodell, but the debate over protest during the anthem has become so big within the league that they delayed the completion of Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract extension. So ESPN was talking about this. Goodell's deal is still expected to be completed and has been papered, but the process has been slowed down. If the issue didn't happen, Goodell's contract probably was completed at last week's owners' meeting in New York. But because it's become so critical to the league, the compensation committee spent about only 20 minutes discussing his extension, with the Falcons owner Arthur Blank leading the talks. The committee says it'll still be finished, but the anthem thing has overridden everything else. And at last week's meeting, owners discussed making a big shift from paper game tickets to all digital ticketing, which would be in place for the 2018 season. Other people that would just be fumed about that. And some people even collected. So the NFL also announced the 2018 draft would be held in Dallas, which will host the first draft inside a stadium. And that didn't get very much attention at all. The attention instead was over, the attention instead was not over that. The intention was all about the anthem, and that's it. I don't think that this is going to be solved anytime soon. I think that they're going to be dealing with this for a while. So they can talk about what the athletic feats are, but then the other part of this is what is happening with ticket sales, what's happening with the reaction by some of the fans to the protests. Is it serious enough or dramatic enough, I guess, that ticket sales have plummeted to lead to a discussion about, is the NFL in a precarious situation? Somebody wrote, in fact, it was Ben, and we're going to go to a full mailbag at the tail end of this hour, but Ben saying, Kate, do you think the NFL tanks as a result of this? Well, I don't think the NFL tanks, but there could be some franchises that are feeling a little bit of a tweak. I think I'll tell you what, to me, it's more about the TV ratings, because you have advertisers and you can charge a massive amount for your spots because of all the eyeballs on the action. If the eyeballs go away, that's where you feel the difference. That's where you can tell that it's off and people are upset. And I think I know there's been some of that already that's already gone on where the ratings have dipped. And if the ratings continue, then people who buy spots would demand lower prices. They're not going to pay high prices or be definitely cheaper than what they're paying because they can't say, these are the ratings, these are the ratings, these are the ratings. In fact, it's quite the opposite, and that is where that problem comes in. That's where it comes in. And NBA-wise, I talked to someone in the NBA who covers the NBA today, and they didn't seem to think it was going to be as big of a problem for the NBA. The Nets national anthem singer kneeled to finish a performance. Justin Sky, when she went to a knee, there were some cheers, but there were some boos, maybe more boos, at the Barclays Center to see the Nets play the Magic. Sky is a black recording artist from Brooklyn for Roc Nation. Players from both teams stood along the foul lines during her performance, as NBA players have continued to do, unlike the NFL, where I was just talking about, where some players have followed Colin Kaepernick's lead and they take a knee during the anthem. The NBA has a rule, actually, requiring players to stand up. At the NFL wishes they had that rule. So she said she was pretty... The singer said she's pretty uneasy about singing the anthem and probably won't ever be invited to sing it again. But she said she had to take a knee for the opening game in her city and let her voice be heard. So that's what that was about. Yeah. And will we see this on a much broader scale with players? Not if they're saying they agree to stand. So they agreed to stand. So I don't think we're going to see that unless something invariably, well, I shouldn't say invariably, but unless something changed. If something changed, yeah, but what is that, you know, what is that something? The answer is I don't think so. It doesn't feel that way to me anyway. By the way, as members of Congress are pressing for answers on the ambush in the African nation of Niger, there's other sounds coming from the Capitol. The president voiced a lot of optimism about health care reform and tax cuts. So kind of getting away from the Niger thing, he was able to push in a different direction and talk about that instead. But the answers are still looming as to that attack. The information, how was it passed on? Somebody had to be an insider because of knowing the routes, etc. You would think it couldn't be just complete dumb luck, because it looks like the attack in Niger definitely was planned and they knew what they were up against and they took the shots they needed immediately. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. Have you ever thought of essential oils? Wait till you meet our pal next here on, again, Forbes Books at Bedtime.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Really excited, Greg, about our next guest here on Forbes Books at Bedtime, Puneet Nanda. And what an interesting story he has to tell, and what a background. He is in the oral care arena, if we can say that. So it's
not anymore, Kate. You're gonna have to let Puneet tell his story, because he was.
I know that, that's why I'm saying it's so fascinating, and I think our listeners are going to be honestly riveted to what happened here. So as Greg mentioned in jumping in, that you know, you found yourself in a position where you had a successful entrepreneurial company that was rolling and going, and then you had a severe panic attack that landed you in the ER. So I'm going to let you tell the story as to what happened there, but explain to the listeners what happened, Puneet.
So basically, I was running a very successful oral care company, the brand Dr. Fresh, which was my invention. And I founded that, and kids brands like Firefly, Reach, I'm sure Banaka, I'm sure you've heard of some of these names. And I was working almost 10 to 12 hour days. I was sitting most of the time. I think sitting is a big problem. And then I was eating very unhealthy. I used to eat in my car. I used to eat on my desk. I would just get burgers, gulp sodas, literally left all my heritage of eating right and started the entire fast food way. And what ended up happening is I gained a lot of weight. I became almost 195 pounds. And today I'm 152. And
so you were up to 250.
I was close to 192 pounds, which is close to 200 pounds.
I gotcha. Okay.
Right. But I was very inflamed. The whole body seemed very inflamed. If I send you my picture, you'd be amazed how inflamed I was. And inflammation, the biggest cause of inflammation is how we eat and how we breathe and how we drink. And I was doing everything wrong. So that is when I was taking a lot of medicines. I was literally diabetic. I was high blood pressure. I was everything in depression. I was taking like 14 pills a day, and today I take zero. I don't take any pills at all. And the biggest transition happened when the wake-up call really happened when I went to the ER, which I thought was a heart attack, or at least my secretary who called 911 thought was a heart attack, but was a panic attack. And the doctor who came in told me, if you don't change yourself, you're going to leave the earth. And everything that you've done till now, you know, it will be for others to enjoy. You're never going to see the fruits. And why are you running? What is the reason? Like, do you know the president of Italy? I said, no, I don't remember the name. He says, and who in the world remembers your name? What are you running about? And that totally changed my whole mindset, and I decided to sell that business, literally take a sabbatical. I took 1 year off. I went to an ashram in the Himalayas, went back to my roots, learned yoga, started doing yoga, and totally changed my lifestyle, and opened up a yoga studio later on in Beverly Hills. And I call it Guru Nanda. Nanda is my last name, and Guru means teacher. So Teacher Nanda was the name of my yoga studio that I opened. And that's kind of my start of my second life in a way, which is much healthier and work-life balance maintained. And I can come over to what I do now whenever you're ready.
So, we are definitely going to talk about Guru Nanda. It's at gurunanda.com. It's GURUNANDA. We're talking with Puneet Nanda, who's the CEO of Guru Nanda. So, Puneet, I'm really curious, how long ago did this happen where you had this real health wake-up call? And how old were you then, and how old are you now? Just so we kind of have a sense of where you were in your career. Because I also want to point out that in addition to building this very successful company called Dr. Fresh, you were, among other things, the 2011 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. So when you gave this up, you were really walking away from a very big thing.
Yes, that's true. I was, at that time, I had a choice to make. I could either keep doing what I was doing, or I just wanted a break and recharge myself and get ready for the next round. And at that time, I was not even thinking of the next round. At that time, I just was burnt out totally, and I just wanted to get away from everything. And now that I realized how important it is, life is a journey. It's not a destination. You need to live it every day instead of just running about, going nowhere, and one day you die and everything goes away. So I believe that totally changed my life, selling the first company, getting into this 1 year of meditation and yoga program, and then restarting changed my life view entirely.
Puneet, making a big change like that, the people around you, were they supportive, shocked, or how did they react to you going from, as Greg said, you get this entrepreneurial award, basically, and people are talking about your other company, and then you completely parachute out of it. What was their reaction?
It was pretty out for people close to me, but I had mind, and I was at a point of no return at that point. And I was 43, since you wanted to know my age, I forgot. And right now I'm going to be 50 next 3 years, three months. I'm sorry, I turned 50, and I basically sold the company in 2011, and Guru Nanda was started 2 years and 4 months ago. So that's kind of gives you a timeline of what I did when.
So the same. So this whole series of events, including the panic attack and the trip to the emergency room, it happened in the same year you were named by Ernst & Young the Entrepreneur of the Year. I mean, you were at the you had the highs and the lows that year in 2011, 6 years ago.
Absolutely. Means. You got it. I was doing extremely well. We had gotten out of 2008 and 9, which were tough years for a lot of companies. And we, because a lot of our products were sold in discount stores in those days, and discount stores were doing really well. So we were actually riding the wave in those days while other businesses were going down. We were expanding at like 30 to 50% year on year. And I was at the helm of affairs, but the thing was with the helm of the affairs also meant that I was working extremely at a point of where nobody should be doing that amount of work, and I am not a very good delegator being an entrepreneur, so I didn't know how to delegate. I was not bothered about my own health and about anything else in life except work.
Wow, so you make this big change and you start Guru Nanda. What was your mission when you first started it? Because now here you are and you have to start something all over again, but it's a completely different work-life balance and a completely different kind of company. What was that like taking those steps?
So the biggest thing that I learned from the yogic lifestyle, you don't have to be very flexible and you don't have to be in sketchy, stretchy pants to really become that yoga model.
I'm so relieved.
And I could hardly move my neck. And my teacher told me that all you should be bothered about is how you can improve yourself from today to tomorrow. And that, so you're actually working against yourself, not against one of those models. And you're actually breathing a lot. So when I started doing yoga, I actually once I'd learned it, I opened this yoga studio I talked to you about, Guru Nanda, in Beverly Hills. And I started getting a lot of students, and some of these students were using essential oils that they were buying from these multi-level marketing companies. These girls all loved these essential oils, loved it to the extent that I can't even explain. But they did not appreciate the high price they were paying. And then there were other products that were being sold on online sites like Amazon that were not necessarily all quality verified. And there was a guy called Dr. Robert Pappas who's been writing about how a lot of that product is actually fake and it's synthetic. So I saw an opportunity and my entrepreneurial hat came back on. And I had known of a cousin of mine who owned a peppermint farm in India, and I saw that peppermint price in India at that point, the peppermint oil, was about $50 a kilo versus a small 10 ml bottle was getting sold for $50. So there was like, it was getting sold for 100 times versus on Amazon, they were selling it for like $1, and when I got that tested, it was a fake product. It was synthetic. It was, or some of the other product was not misbranded. Instead of Mentha Pepperita, it was Mentha Advances, which is a totally different variety. So that is what instigated me to come into the business and get into retail, which I really knew very well. So I prepared a product range. I show it to Walmart at my because I had previous connections.
Penny, let me stop you. This is so great. I want to hear this journey and preparing this up and taking it to Walmart, but we're up against it, and we want to bring you back for another segment. Can you join us for another segment?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Not a problem.
All right. So Forbes Books at Bedtime. We look forward to that next conversation with Puneet Nanda.
Has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Once again, we dive into what is very popular for the show, the America Tonight mailbag. Let's go to this one first. This one is from Mac. And Max says, Kate, did you happen to see, and I heard you talking about it, but what the Democrats are calling for on this opioid distribution thing, as far as what they can do and how they can lobby to halt what some pharmaceutical companies are doing, at least that's what I understood it to be. Well, let me explain it. So what's happening is they're talking about this action that they could take, maybe with some sort of law, because they found that, no surprise, that the pharmaceutical industry is very successfully lobbying Congress to make it easier to distribute opioids across America, right? So drug companies, including Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, CVS Health, and the National Association of Chain Drug Stores, lobby for a new bill that made it virtually impossible for the DEA to freeze suspicious narcotic shipments from drug distributors. Pay attention. There was a big story that was done on 60 Minutes. So there was a statement that was issued by PHRMA, which represents biopharmaceutical research companies. They said they had not been contacted by any of the news organizations on the story. So, and they specifically this is what I think you're referring to. They released a statement saying, we want to be clear that we didn't support or lobby in favor of ensuring patient access and effective drug enforcement act. We didn't do that because the reports that pharma spent $40 million lobbying the bill are not true. That was the statement they released. And they said they had been contacted by news outlets in advance of the stories running. And if they had been, they would have explained, they said, their support for enhanced law enforcement efforts to fight the opioid epidemic. So what they're saying is there was a mistake, and that's not true. And on 60 Minutes, and I saw this piece, there was a DEA whistleblower who said that the government slowed down enforcement against large pharmaceutical companies just as the opioid epidemic was starting to take hold. And this whistleblower said that the companies turned a blind eye as the pills flooded, you know, area communities in the U.S., the suburbs, while lawmakers passed a law to help the industry at the same time. So that's what this whole thing is about. And you're talking about this bill that Congressman Marino signed into law, and this bill that was signed into law by President Obama in 2016. So there's now this debate about it, and then this report that was published, and then there is the Senator Claire McCaskill, among a few others, who is calling for the bill to be repealed. So there is sort of, not confusion, but they're saying there's misinformation that's out there. There's this back and forth conversation about what is about this report and what does it mean. And at the Rose Garden News Conference, where the president was talking for like a half an hour, he said he was going to look into the report, and he talked about, you know, what the report meant, and he would think about, you know, he would look into it and that kind of thing, blah, blah, blah. So this has now exploded, and this is what I think you're talking about, into a very, very big, big story. We'll talk more about that on America Tonight. All right, let's jump into another one. This one is from Barney, and Barney says, Kate, I think it's crazy that the president's approval ratings dropped 20 points because of this hurricane. And I guess he specifically mentioned it was approval rating on hurricanes. And because of all the coverage, I guess in a sense it's not surprising, but that's more specifically just about that. Yeah, there was a poll that CNN did, and the specific question in September, 64% of Americans said they approved of the way he handled hurricane response. Then after Maria, when it was, the poll was taken again, where the people in Puerto Rico don't have water or electricity, that kind of thing, just 44% say they approve. So that's where the big difference is. And of course, this is a contentious argument about how it's being handled in Puerto Rico, you know, because of President's tweets and what's going on there, and FEMA, how many resources are being put there, et cetera. So I don't think it's shocking that those numbers would drop just specifically related to the hurricane. So to be sure, that's not overall approval ratings. It's specifically that question. That's what it is. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Sylvia, and Sylvia says, Kate, the stuff with this producer in Hollywood is just despicable. The more I could care less about Hollywood, but Harvey Weinstein, in listening to what people are saying, it's like all these men in Hollywood knew the scummy things he was doing to women, and yet they turned a blind eye, that it was just, oh, that's what he does. That's awful. And as a result of that, now we're starting to see other people speak out, which I think is great that other people are speaking out, but too bad they didn't stand up for the people who needed their help. And there's now this hashtag that's flooding Twitter and other areas called Me Too. I've seen it, and it's all over, every place, everywhere you look. I mean, where people are talking about how they were harassed or sexually assaulted or whatever, which I think it's good that people are speaking their truth. I think it's terrible that, yes, he was allowed to do these incredibly heinous things, and exactly, people would just say, oh, that's Harvey, or they wouldn't say anything if they thought it was horrible. And the reason why is, of course, because money and power. He produced all those movies. He was the money guy. So who's going up against the money guy? The answer is not very many people are going to do that. And that, but for so long. I mean, this has gone on for decades. So they expelled him even from the Academy, which I think that's the thing that's so interesting. He was the Dark Knight. These horrific things were happening. And now, because it exploded, now the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences just votes. How easy. We're stripping him of his membership. Boom. That's it. They release a statement where they say it's not simply to separate ourselves from someone who does not merit the respect of his colleagues, but also to send a message that the era of willful ignorance and shameful complicity in sexually predatory behavior and workplace harassment in our industry is over, which I think is great that they did it, but too bad it took so long for that to happen. That is huge. That is he is a Hollywood mogul, and that is a huge blow it's a huge blow to what's happened in the past. And the fact that they voted in this special meeting and they're trying to purge themselves from Weinstein, from what he's meant in the film industry, wow. I mean, wow. The New York Times first reported on accusations against him last week, and now this seems to go back for, like I said, decades. I mean, just decades. And the company he was a part of produced all kinds of movies. I mean, dozens of Oscars they've won for movies like The King's Speech, The Artist, Shakespeare in Love, which you have to go back to 1999. So, wow. And I wonder what this means in the future for other people. So I guess bravo for them for doing it, but too bad people didn't speak up a long time ago, and it just, again, goes to the whole power thing and what was allowed to happen, because people were having their movies made, people were getting big salaries, people were getting opulent trips and other things from Harvey Weinstein, and he had power. He was the ultimate power broker, and I guess that's the best way to put it. All right, one last one from Patricia M. Patricia says, Kate, I just want to thank you for America Tonight. I love the idea, if no matter what, that you say left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Heck, I can even remember it. And I think that's terrific. Keep the conversation going no matter what direction it goes in. That's what America is all about. Even if we don't always agree with each other, we can all agree that we are Americans and we live in, as you sometimes say, often say on your show, the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right, on that note, remember you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and thank you all for all of your emails. And thank you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.